Wisconsin is now the first state in the nation to require an outside agency to investigate the death of someone who is in police custody. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. During this first half of our state capitol report, we'll welcome your questions and reactions to this legislation that was signed into law last week by Governor Walker. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. What do you think? Is this a good law, a needed law or not? Our guest is one of the authors of the legislation, former Door County Deputy Sheriff and Republican State Representative Gary Bies. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how does it make you feel that Governor Walker signed your bill into law last week?
It was a very good feeling. There was a lot of emotions involved in this, working with the people that have had loved ones become victims of this situation, and there was just a lot of emotion with it, and a lot of ups and downs and twists and turns as we brought this legislation forward. Initially, didn't get a lot of cooperation, but as time went on, different interest groups joined us, and we came up with a bill that was supported by all major interest groups.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about how this bill came about. What were why did you propose it?
A gentleman by the name of Michael Bell, whose son was killed in 2004. Contacted me after, back in the end of 2012, I was in the middle of running for re-election, and I told him to talk to me after I got re-elected, because I could then take a good look at it and see what we could do. And after I examined his case and looked at it, it was a case that was really screaming for something to be done, because it was not handled properly at the time, and I think in the end, Mr. Bell got a substantial settlement from the city of Kenosha because of disparities of what took place.
And this was not the only case of, in essence, what we were seeing is that in some situations, someone would die in police custody, maybe an officer involved shooting or other reason why a death came about, and then the police department that police officer belonged to would investigate it and sometimes clear the officer of any wrongdoing when maybe that was not the case.
Yeah, it left a real cloud of whether things were looked at accurately, completely, and that's the reason I got involved, because looking at that situation, and then we had a couple situations that took place in Madison where it seemed to be a real quick rush to judgment to clear an officer when also looking at there was a lot of stuff that should have been taken into account before a decision was made, and that's why we that's why I worked with Mr. Bell, and we brought this legislation forward.
Yeah. So no other state has a law like this. What? Why do you think that is?
I don't know. You know, a lot of times when you're looking to put legislation together, you look around to see if some other state is doing it. You know, you get a template. You can find out what perils they ran into and putting together legislation, and we couldn't find anything to really work off of. We found individual departments with protocol on it, but nothing that set up a mandate or a requirement anywhere in the country. So we were sort of treading on new ground.
Yeah, so in some situations, I noticed in the media coverage of this legislation and the law, some police departments in Wisconsin did have a standard operating procedure where an outside agency would investigate any sort of officer-involved death, but others did not.
Yeah, that's correct. We found a lot of, especially smaller agencies, who didn't have the personnel to really put this together on their own. A lot of them reach out to Department of Criminal Investigation under the Attorney General's office, and they provided investigators. And some agencies had agreements with other agencies to come in. And that's sort of what we were doing in Door County. a long time ago.
Yeah. So what does this new law call for now, specifically?
Well, first of all, it defines what an officer-involved death bill, rather, what an officer-involved death is, and it goes on from there to require that agencies need to bring in at least two investigators from another agency. One would be the lead investigator, sort of the manager of the investigation, and they can bring in more if they want, but we require at least a minimum of two. And they put together the investigation, and when it's they deem it's completed, then they turn it over to the district attorney for his evaluation. And in the if it's traffic related, we require a crash reconstruction unit from another agency, to which a lot of them would use the state patrol, but some larger agencies have their own reconstruction unit that they could help the other agency that needed that assistance.
Yeah, and is it? Can you tell us generally what a police officer involved death entails?
As we wrote the definition, it's the death of an individual that results directly from an action or omission of a law enforcement officer while the law enforcement officer is on duty, or while the law enforcement officer is off duty but performing activities that are consistent with his or her law enforcement duties.
Mm-hmm. And because I'm reading, if someone dies in police custody, I'm thinking of a specific
Eric Williams case.
The Heenan case, where he wasn't necessarily in police custody, but he was shot in an altercation as the police were trying to arrest him.
Yeah, that was the case where he was confronted by an officer, and apparently he was too intoxicated to understand or respond to instructions, and his lack of responding ended up, the officer made a calculation that he was a threat and then shot him.
Yeah, and so it's not necessarily the so-called suspect does not necessarily have to be in police custody, but it's in the course of carrying out that duty.
Yeah, any time an officer is involved where somebody, where he is directly involved in the other person's death, that we mm-hmm. require that this elements of this law come into place.
So, I guess how big a problem do you think it was, police not doing a fair investigation of themselves?
I think they're isolated incidences, but what comes about when you have one of these, it sort of puts a cloud on all the law enforcement. Everybody becomes suspicious when situations come up, and so we wanted to put this together to also give the public confidence that when these issues do come about, that there's proper protocol, and they have some assurance that things are investigated correctly and conclusions are come up with are actual and factual.
Yeah, and you said that there were lots of ups and downs and twists and turns as this legislation worked its way through the legislature. Were at first police agencies against this and then came around, or what happened?
I'd have to read their minds, but there was not a lot of... we reached out for help and for advice and for suggestions, but we didn't receive a whole lot of communications back, virtually zero with some. I do have to say the biggest police union, WPPA, Wisconsin Professional Police Association, they're probably the most cooperative in this whole issue. They worked with us pretty much from the beginning. It took a while to get the other interest groups to come to the table and start talking with us and give us their viewpoints and that. But in the end, we had the support of all of them that were had an interest. Badger State Sheriffs were on board fairly early. Took a while to get the Chief of Police Association, but other law enforcement associations, in the end, all all signed off as supporting this, and the bill passed by voice vote unanimously in both houses.
Yeah. Was there any concern? Will this cost local police departments any more money?
Well, there will be some cost, but we put in the bill that they have to. Those costs are covered by their by the formal mutual aid agreements that they use when they bring in the agencies for a lot of other stuff. But yeah, there will be an additional cost to it. That's the cost of doing the job right, I guess.
And what difference do you think this will make, having this law on the books?
I think the biggest difference is the public perception. I think, you know, from my experience in 30 years of law enforcement, you know, police are pretty much there to do the right thing and try their best to do the right thing. There are these isolated incidences that come up when whatever takes place that causes some difficulties. But I think the biggest plus on it is that the public's going to have a much better assurance that when these things take place, that they're going to be handled properly, and everything available is going to be looked at. All the witnesses are going to be talked to, and all the evidence is going to be brought forward for a district attorney to make a proper conclusion.
We are talking with Gary Bies. He's a Republican state representative from Sister Bay and a former Door County deputy sheriff. And he was the co-author of legislation that was signed into law by Governor Walker last week that would require an outside investigation of any police officer involved death when someone would die in police custody. And we're welcoming your questions about this new law now, and we are welcoming your reactions to it and wondering if you think anything more is needed along these lines. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is our state capitol report. Talking with State Representative Gary Bies during this first half of our state capitol report. He is a former Door County Deputy Sheriff, and he was the co-author of legislation that was signed into law last week by Governor Walker that would require outside investigations of police officer-involved deaths when suspects or people die in police custody. An outside agency, not the police department involved, would have to conduct that investigation. Do you think this is a good idea? Think it's long overdue? Do you think that anything more needs to be done along these lines? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Scott on Facebook says a video of a Green Bay police officer punching a man in the face who carried a drink outside of a bar was recently posted on YouTube. I know that thing went viral. The man did not die, but the Green Bay Police Department is going to hire an outside group to assess whether excessive force was used. What about situations like that, Representative Bies, where someone doesn't die, but there's a concern that excessive force was used?
Of course, this bill doesn't address that, but I think it's especially in those type of situations, it might be a good idea for, and it's an administrative decision to have a an outside agency come in and take a look at that. It takes away that cloud of suspicion that the police supported their own and covered it up. So, I think it's a good move on the department in Green Bay to go to that. Mm-hmm. We have taken a look at it.
Is there anything else that you would like to see in place? Is this the bill you wanted or the law we need, or is anything more needed?
Well, just want to touch on a couple other things first. The bill also requires, which Mr. Bell found in his situation. He couldn't get information of what took place, but my bill requires that once the district attorney decides that there's no basis for prosecuting the law enforcement officer, that then the reports are released to anybody who wants to look at it, mainly the families of the person who passed away, so they can take a look at it and then to see if they believe everything was covered. And then it also gives the family and friends or concerned parties of the victim the information on different processes on how they can go about to have another look at it, which, you know, the John Doe coroner's inquest, and there's also a procedure where you can go to a judge and present information, and if he believes that there's additional stuff that needs to be looked at, he can assign a special prosecutor, which is one of the things Mr. Bell didn't have. He didn't know where to go, what to do, and seemed to be stonewalled quite a bit when he was trying to process this. One of the other things I hope, and I know there's some agencies that already do it, I think it's we weren't able to get it in, and I didn't want to walk away from this at the end of session without nothing seen, and I'm not returning in the next session, but I was looking to try to get a blood test or to check for controlled substances of people involved in this, because time is of the essence on that, and I think that somehow needs to be worked in, at least administratively in departments. I think most officers, if they were involved in this, would probably ask for that just to make sure there's no suspicion of that.
Hmm. Let's take a call from George in Menominee Falls. Hello, George.
Yes, I applaud the legislation, and I'm glad that both parties work together to get it done. I would also like to see it expanded when it's obvious that there has been police brutality shown to happen upon suspects as well. Can you comment, please?
That could very well come forward. There may be some people in the next legislature that may take a look at that process. A lot of departments already do some of that stuff, but to set up a statewide protocol on that may be a good idea, but that has to be worked out and discussed in the legislative process.
Yeah, you did work on this bill with Democratic State Representative Chris Taylor, and with politics so divided in this state, what are your thoughts on how you were able to accomplish something like this on a bipartisan basis?
Well, there's a lot of issues. Actually, there's a lot of bills that are all bipartisan. I've had a number of them this session where I worked with Democratic colleagues. But Chris was a great person to work with. She came to me after the Paul Heenan incident took place in Madison, and she was very helpful in bringing the process. Her background as an attorney has more of a legal aspect, and I had more of the practical aspect of how law enforcement agencies work. So, yeah, she was a great help in bringing this forward. I was happy that she came forward and wanted to be involved, and we worked together very well.
And it seems to me both you and Representative Taylor gave the media some credit for this bill becoming law. How so?
Well, by continuing doing the stories on it, it kept it on the front burner. It's something that my colleagues could not ignore, and it just we just felt when we and looked at the whole process that was one of the things that helped us continuing going forward without getting real stagnated in the process.
Yeah, you mentioned you are retiring from the assembly after this term. Why you? Why now?
14 years was enough in the legislature. It can be trying at times, and I felt I did my served my term, did my duty, and move on to other things.
Yeah, did you, a number of other both Democrats and Republicans who are retiring or deciding not to run for re-election are saying that there isn't as much a bipartisan cooperation as there used to be or that they had hoped for. You mentioned you were able to work across the aisle, but do you sense a change, a difference in the legislatures of late?
Actually, this term here was probably the best term out of my whole seven. I thought things were much, there was more cooperation and more and less of the nastiness that I've seen in the past. We had a lot less of the late night stuff, which is easier to work with. I just thought we had a pretty good term this time, and there was a lot of cooperation. Like I said, I had, I think, four or five bills that I had Democratic colleagues work close on. One bill that didn't make it through, we were working on the 17-year-old second chance bill that was working with Fred Kessler, representative out of Milwaukee. Melissa Sargent and I did the bill on the social media bill. We brought that through and, had pretty good success. When you got a good issue, it's easy to bring the other side in with you, and it always helps to have somebody on the other side that we're able to get good support when we bring it up for a vote.
Well, we have just 15 seconds here. Are you going to be working at the Sister Bay Resort more now? Are you there still, Representative Bies?
Yeah, I have my restaurant I'll be opening up in the middle of May.
We'll look for it. Thanks for being with us. The news is next.